So Doug, tell me about this farm. Just give me a little bit of an idea of where we are.
We call it Ripon, West Virginia, and it's just a rural agriculture area, the south part of Jefferson County.
That's Doug Stollifer. He and his son Mark are cattle farmers in Jefferson County. Mark was one of many farmers who were frustrated with the original tank bill. He says it heavily regulated farmers who were already under regulations with the Department of Agriculture. He owns a 9,000-gallon diesel fuel tank on his farm.
I generally order 2,000 gallons at a time, and we burn about 7,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year. And by buying it in the larger quantities, I get a better price on it and everything. So I like my larger tank, but with the regulations, I couldn't, you know, 1,320 gallons is as large as you could be before you fell into the regulations, and you can't manifold them together. So each tank, I'd had to have a couple, two or three tanks, and each tank would have had its own pump in it because you can't hook them together. Because once you hook them together, it combined capacity over went the gallon threshold for the regulations.
Mark says it would have been cheaper for him to purchase those smaller tanks rather than pay the regulation fee to the DEP and have his 9,000 gallon tank inspected routinely. But at the same time, he says he still would have lost a lot of money because he wouldn't be buying that fuel in bulk anymore.
It started out, they were exempt, and then the exemption was taken out through the legislative process. That was the whole push for this new legislation in order to address that and exempt farming.
That's Senator John Unger, a Democrat from Berkeley County. Unger oversaw the writing of the 2014 bill as the chair of the Legislative Oversight Commission on Water Resources, a commission created in response to the chemical spill. He says Senate Bill 423, the bill approved in 2015, amended and reworked the first bill so farmers using tanks for agricultural purposes would be exempt again. But he says other rules were placed in the new bill as well. The 2014 legislation would have required all above-ground storage tanks in the state be regulated by the DEP if they held 1,320 gallons or more of liquid, were 90% or more above ground, and were at a fixed location for at least 60 days. It was estimated to affect as many as 80,000 tanks used in a variety of industries and for a multitude of purposes. All tanks were registered and all tanks were regulated. Now that rule has changed. Scott Mandarola is the Deputy Cabinet Secretary and Director of the Division of Water and Waste Management with the DEP. He says under the new law, there are two levels owners of tanks need to worry about. Everything else only needs to be registered on the DEP's website.
This is important because regulated tanks are only tanks that are either level one or level two. Level one tanks are either in a ZCC, greater than 50,000 gallons, or contain a hazardous substance, and level two tanks are tanks in the ZPC. If you're a registered tank that is not either a level one or a level two, then all you are required to do by this new legislation is register your tank.
ZCC stands for Zone of Critical Concern and pertains to tanks 5 hours upstream from a public drinking water intake. ZPC stands for Zone of Peripheral Concern, which is as far as 10 hours upstream. But Senator Unger says he's concerned the new legislation won't protect everyone.
Now we have legislation that protects major metropolitan areas. But the vast majority of West Virginia, they don't live in major metropolitan areas. They live in small rural communities. And the question is, are they protected? All we're doing is protecting the municipalities, the cities, and the towns. The smaller communities that still own well water, they're not being protected at all, and their water supply is not being protected.
Senate Bill 423 goes into effect today, but all tanks must be registered by July 1st. Mark, the cattle farmer, says he's happy the new bill exempts agriculture from the regulations, but he says he wishes things had been thought out better down in Charleston.
I think the state needs to regulate the really hazardous materials, the class, whatever they call them, the class one or everything, they need to be regulated. The fuel side of things, I don't feel need, you know, they're not as hazardous as some of these other chemicals. So I'm hoping, you know, I hope we get a little bit of both. You know, things get eased up. They're willing to work with us and just throw something at us and get us all into compliance with everything and make everything safer.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.